Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, the Jurong Fishery Port cluster situation is now stabilizing. 54% of the population in Singapore have also received two doses of a COVID-19 mRNA vaccine.
And all Singapore households are to get antigen rapid test kits. These are just a few related to the COVID-19 situation here coming out of Parliament. And to bring us up to speed, we're joined now by Zakia Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. Zakia, great to have you back with us.
Hi, great to be here again.
So let's start off with the three cabinet ministers chairing the multi-ministry task force handling Singapore's COVID-19 pandemic response. They delivered statements in Parliament providing an update on the COVID-19 situation. Mm-hmm. So, Zakia, are we on the road to recovery?
For now, I think we are. And I think the key to that is vaccinations. You know, as we know, the task force is kind of keen to ramp up the pace of vaccinations. And I think when we get to a comfortable pace, hopefully by the end of August, I think that's when we'll expect to see more differentiation between individuals who have been vaccinated and those who aren't.
So we are, as the health minister said, 1% a day on average increase in the vaccination rate. So what happens then after the 70% is reached?
I think once we cross that barrier, we'll start seeing differentiated treatment, I think, as the minister mentioned. Mm-hmm. If you're vaccinated, you'd be able to attend certain activities, you'd be able to participate in a wider range of things. And I think that's what some countries are already doing as well. And I think
France is doing right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, that's where I think we're hoping to get to soon.
Okay.
And really, it's a matter of weeks, I'd say.
All right. So 8 budgets.
That's right. Yeah.
In 1.5 years.
Unprecedented.
You know, I always have to take a double take when I look at that number. 8 budgets.
Yes.
My goodness.
Two of them in the past month alone, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very helpful for a lot of people in Singapore, businesses and individuals as well, in protecting jobs, keeping the businesses running. And when are we likely to see things normalize, though? Or can we even say that anymore?
Well, I guess the
new normalize.
The question is, because we're, 54%? Fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I think Minister mentioned in his speech, he gave a comparison to countries like Israel. We also saw the Netherlands as well. I think they lifted restrictions when 45% of the population was fully vaccinated.
Yeah. I think the one big variable is really the virulence of the variants, which we're starting to see, right? Mm. And I think that's the big unknown. And I think the risk is always there.
The risk is always there, especially when last week, I believe the WHO did warn that we are in the first stage of another possible variant by the winter of this year. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, do you think opening up or easing up restrictions even more in Singapore would be a wise thing to do?
I think it's always a gamble. You know, it's sort of businesses, are kind of suffering in that sense. And I think if you just go out and look at the F&B outlets and the coffee shops and hawker centres, I think there's a real sense that, you know, times are hard. So yes, the support in the budget is there to help, but it's temporary. It's meant to tide them over. And while some of them try and transform and go online and so on, I think the appetite for some of these changes is only so much. And I think, you know, you do need people to kind of want to go back to work and to socialise and dine out. And
some sort of
to have some sort of normalcy.
And I think businesses highlighted that, well, Minister highlighted that in his speech as well,
saying that
businesses saw this as, you know, short-term support, but longer-term, it's really the economy that needs to open back
that's
up
right.
so things can get back to normal again. So do you think we could see measures potentially lifted before the 18th of August, given the positive and momentum that we're seeing today? Am I just wishful?
I think if the number of cases, you know, and again, we're not really just looking at the number of cases, but the severity of cases, how many people need to, will need oxygen supplementation if they're admitted and so on. I'm quite optimistic, maybe cautiously optimistic, that by the middle of August, we'll be able to sort of open up. And there's also the big, there's also the postponed National Day Parade on track. I think, you know, that could be further pushed if things don't improve. But I guess the kind of heightened alert phase should keep the spread down, I'd say.
We're talking to Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times, and I'm going to put Zakir on the spot right now because we at least last week, started looking at the condition of cases in Singapore and paying more attention to the number of people who are doing well in hospital versus the number of people who needed oxygen supplementation. Yep. Do you think this is the number that, well, we should be focusing on as part of the information campaign to let more people know what is really happening? Because the number of cases itself look scary when look at it
plus,
without context. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But actually, we're wondering how many of them are really severe, And I think for some of the vaccinated individuals who've caught COVID, and this is not even this year, some of those who caught them last year, many did not require, intensive treatment, I'd say. And I think we heard today how, that even the way hospitals treat with patients could be changing. You might not need to be admitted for the full 21 days, shorter periods. We're looking at all these changes. And I guess as vaccination rates improve, that's one way to kind of cope with the situation. It's, COVID could be like catching the flu. But I think we've got to be still mindful that, the variants, the nature of the virus and how it evolves is still a real concern. And you just have to see in the countries around us, for instance, Malaysia, the cases are rising, Indonesia as well, situations coming back. It's something we just have to be mindful of. So I think, we'll open up, and I'm quite optimistic. We'll have to, but we'll still need, I think, safe distancing requirements, avoiding, too much intermingling, masks. These are going to be around with us for at least another half a year, at least, if not more.
So let's take a look at some of these numbers, Zach, here. I mean, the number of seniors getting vaccinated up from 500 a day to 1,000, as to mention, the total number of, the vaccination rate is rising by about 1 percentage point each day. So looking a little bit further on towards September, could we see the reopening of borders? Are we looking at travel?
Yeah.
What's on the cards?
I think so. What's on the cards? I think on the travel front, there's room to be optimistic that, with countries that have kept the virus under control, of course, it's got to be reciprocal as well.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to see, travel corridors, maybe not so much travel bubbles. You're starting to see that in Europe as well, with some degree of travel going on as well. There are risks, I'd say, but I think it's a matter of time before we start to see that.
So are we going to perhaps see like a green zone, red zone, amber zone type of categories when it comes to admitting people back into Singapore?
I think so. Yeah, you might see some of that. And I think that would then determine whether when you come in, you require full 14-day stay-home notice, or if it could be a 7-day in a facility and 7 days back home, as we had for some countries early on. And in fact, there are also some countries for which, if you come in, you can self-isolate at home. And I think hopefully we'll get there as more countries in the region start moving to that phase. But these things change very fast. We've just seen the example of Vietnam, for instance, Hong Kong as well. So it's tough.
Yeah. Having said that, I think whatever travel arrangement Singapore had with China is still the way it is, right? You kind of get tested, you isolate at home
for
a few days until your results are out, and then you're free.
Yeah. It's still pretty stringent, though,
It's stringent, but there are measures in place.
There are measures in place. There are flights in place. And the flights to China still look like, you're on a...
Okay, so say we carry on this path, Zakir, and things continue to look positive towards September. What can businesses do to prepare for the reopening? Was that mentioned in Parliament as well?
I think there's some of that. So, I think they should continue speeding up and making sure employees who can get the vaccine do get the vaccine. And stuff like antigen tests are part of the work processes. But I think the key thing is also to make sure that flexi work continues to remain something with us for a while. And that lets businesses adjust the ups and downs in the virus situation, I guess.
Very interesting to see what's going to come in the next few weeks as we move on with single-digit cases linked to the clusters that we are currently looking at, and hoping that nothing else comes up between now and the middle of August. And that's, I think, all we're doing. We have to do our part, of course. If you guys are listening to us out there, you have to do your part as well. You're listening to SG Extra. We've got Zakir Hussain, the Singapore editor of The Straits Times, joining us from the latest in Parliament.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.